Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bunbury Group Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National Indigenous Radio Service. Have your say, Nyana Strong. Now, truly inspiring RACGP, Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Award winners announced. We're talking about the senior GP at Wuchop and Health Services and RACGP Auntie Val Dahlstrom Award for Aboriginal Health Excellence recipient. With that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Dr. Lisa Robinson on the line. Doctor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Now, where are you based? You're with Wuchopperin, but you're not at Wuchopperin today here in Cairns. Where are you?
No, I'm up in Atherton Tablelands, beautiful Atherton Emergency Department today.
Okay. Oh, rightio. Well, yeah, big shout out to all your mob there on the Tableland. Listen, we're talking about this fantastic award, Senior GP at Wuchopperin Health Service, talking about the RACGP Auntie Val Dahlstrom Award for Aboriginal and Health Excellence Recipient. So we did have the award night just passed. We have our winners. Who were the winners? Truly inspiring.
Well, yeah, I was awarded the Auntie Val Dahlstrom Award.
Okay.
And yeah, it was such a big honour. big honour to be nominated and big honour to receive that recognition.
Yeah, look, fantastic. We do what we do because we're passionate about it. We don't do it for any rewards or recognition, but it's good to get recognised, Doctor.
Oh, yeah, it warms your heart a bit, that's all right.
So how long have you been with Wuchopperin?
Been working at Wuchopperin for about 7 years now.
Okay.
Always out at the Edmonton Clinic, so
yep.
Just on the south side.
Yep.
But, 7 years with Wuchopperin and working up the Cape before that with the Flying Doctors and a bit of time in the Torres Strait before that.
Okay, fantastic. So we say white on the outside, black on the inside. We claim you, my sister. Beautiful to be working with our mob. Fantastic. And are you a local girl or where do you stem from?
No, this award's named after Auntie Val Dahlstrom, who's an elder
yes.
from down around Moree Way, and I actually grew up not far from her country.
Oh, righty, yeah, beautiful.
In New South Wales, around Glen Innes area.
Well, from her deadly spirit is talking to you. The fact that you're connected from down that way, hence you picked up her award. How did this come about? Were you notified beforehand or you just turned up? Or tell us this came about.
So about a month ago, I got a phone call from the head of the RACGP, Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander faculty,
yes.
Dr. Karen Nichols. And she advised me that I'd been awarded this honour. But
good.
To start with, I wasn't sure. I hung up the phone. It was a bit overwhelming. I hung up the phone and then I thought, oh, maybe she's just saying I was nominated for it.
Yeah, sure.
That'd be enough. But then, you know, a week later I got the email confirming
you're the winner,
yeah.
the recipient.
Yeah.
That means you're deadly. So tell us the work that you do as a doctor. Which areas you working in with our mob at Wuchopperin?
Yeah, so out at Edmonton, I have my booked patients, my beautiful regular patients who
yep.
I get to see all the time and walk beside them to help look after their health. And then I see anyone who walks in the door if there's an emergency or
sure.
if they, just come in looking for some healthcare early in the morning. We have some walk-in appointments that we see patients there. And from the babies through to the elders, we look after everyone out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, good. So fantastic. And what about up-and-coming doctors, especially First Nation doctors? Does the future look good in that department, that area?
Oh, I tell you what, when I think, because I graduated from medicine a bit over 20 years ago now, 25 years ago, and there were hardly any, identified Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander doctors back then, but now there's such a big mob coming through, and it's so good, you know. Some of the best doctors around, particularly around the Cairns area, we've had work with us in Wychopperin, and they... you know, they're shining bright. And then when I was down at the awards, I got to meet some of the other award winners in the Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Health Awards. And, and they're just incredible.
Beautiful.
You know, these young doctors coming through from all over Australia.
Mm.
And they're so inspirational, these guys.
Yeah, and when you say inspirational, it's fantastic for our young up-and-coming health workers as in First Nation people, and they see a First Nation doctor. It's inspiring, isn't it? And if not becoming a doctor, then becoming a nurse or a midwife or whatever the case may be. Just thrive for success.
Any of those things. But, you know, the more people from community who can get into those jobs, the better for everyone at the end of the day. There was one medical student I spoke to. She'd won the award for the best Indigenous medical student.
Oh.
And she reckoned, you know, first time someone said to her, you should be a doctor, she was like, no, I can't do that.
Yeah, gotcha.
It took like 100 people to tell her, and now she's almost finished her medical degree and winning awards for it. And, you know, so humble, but such a good woman.
Yeah, sure, fantastic. And you can't be what you can't see, but then the individual, we need to look deep inside ourselves as well to achieve what we need to achieve, you know. Look, it is fantastic. Congratulations as being the winner of the Arnie Val Dahlstrom Award for Aboriginal Health Excellence. Good on you. Congratulations. And enjoy the journey, I would say, Dr. Lisa.
Thanks very much, Trevor. Nice to talk to you.
Good yarn with you. Have a good day. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. See you.
A beautiful yarn there, Dr. Lisa Robinson, Senior GP at Wychopperin Health Service, who picked up the award for Arnie Val Dahlstrom Award for Aboriginal Health Excellence as recipient. So, look, fantastic, and that's what it's all about. Success breeds success, and to all our First Nation mob out there studying in the health department, it's one of the biggest industries in this country. And look, you working in that space as a black person, it helps close gaps in more ways than one. So, look, fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yana near the ball, you want Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, and live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumrabip Media, 98.7 FM, and go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, Too Deadly, National Talk Black.
I don't want to lose you. All this lovely romance. The chance. If there's a sign that we could be through, I'd move heaven and earth to be with you. 'Cause I don't want to lose you. All this lovely romance.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
I've got this story to tell about my people. What did I in the baklava punga? I've got the story to tell about my people. Story to tell about my land. Story to tell about my people. Story to tell about my land. Waterkin. I've got the story to tell about my people. Story to tell about my land. Story to tell about my people. Story to tell about my
Listen, boys, Uncle's got something to tell you about the blues. Now, you can get the blues when you're 3 hours off the Cape and you run out of petrol or your dinghy springs a leak. But the worst kind of blues is the lovesick blues. I'll tell you what happened to me one time. So you never have to say, I never felt more like singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love, dear. you got me singing the blues. I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine, the dream is gone I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but to cry, 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 cry over you.
Cry over you.
I never felt more like running away, but why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you.
You got me singing the blues.
Yeah, tell these boys about the blues. Play some lovesick blues, Steve.
Cry, cry, cry over you.
Cry over you.
I never felt more like running away, but why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you.
You got me singing the blues.
So boys, did you hear me?
Yes, Uncle.
Don't end up with the Seaman Dan blues. Take it steady, steady when it comes to romance. Don't get the TI blues either.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji country, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say and yarn up strong, and we're yarning here across the country thanks to NERS, your daily program, National Talk Black. Now, we're going to catch up and have a yarn with Auntie Cathy Donnelly. Auntie Cathy takes top honour, changing outcomes for Aboriginal children in New South Wales. Wesley Missions, Auntie Cathy Donnelly has been named the 2025 Daily Advocate of the Year. And we've got Auntie Cathy on the line. Good morning, Auntie Cathy. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. How are you? And thank you so much for having me here this morning.
No, thank you for coming. Look, before we start, can you let the mob know who your mob were you from, please, Auntie Cathy?
Yes. I'm a proud Yeralaroi woman from Kamilaroi Nation in New South Wales. Yes. Born and bred on my father's country in Brewarrina, home to the famous Aboriginal fish traps. Born there and went to school there, lived most of my life there until I moved to the city.
Yes.
So I'm now currently living in on Darri country in Western New South Wales, Western Sydney.
Yep.
And I work right across many nations within my role as the Reconciliation Action Lead for Wesley Mission.
And with that, you picked up the 2025 Deadly Advocate of the Year. That means you are so deadly, Auntie Cathy. Congratulations. And tell us about the job that you do.
Thank you. Thank you. So I wear many hats within the organisation. So, developing the Reconciliation Action Plan in the organisation, which is we're now currently on our second Innovate RAP.
Yes.
And I embed cultural practices across out-of-home care, family preservation in our disability services and our OOSH programs. I also deliver cultural awareness training to staff, carers, partners, Yeah, so...
So you wear a couple of hats then, don't you, Auntie?
Oh, I wear many, many.
And look,
so they keep me busy. Yeah,
they keep you busy. Look, I say congratulations. Yeah. But what
Thank
I'm picking
you.
Up, we don't do what we do for any trophies or recognition, acknowledgement. We do because we're passionate about it, but it's good to get recognised, Auntie.
Absolutely. you know, the award that I received in Port Stephens on Tuesday night was definitely an honour, and you are right. You know, I don't do these four accolades.
Yes.
I do this because this is my passion.
Yes.
This is my drive, you know, for the younger generation coming through.
That's right.
You know, because I feel that, you know, having that passion and drive for our young people to come through, you know, because for Aboriginal people, we need the younger ones to step up and take
exactly.
over from us when... You know, we're not in this space
yeah.
anymore. So,
well, getting ready to hand the baton over, so to speak. The young one's got to pick up the baton and run with it.
Absolutely. So,
yeah.
you know, so the ward for me honours the strength and the resilience of our families and our communities and, you know, in the work that I do every day. And it's not just me. There's
sure.
many other
Team
Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people across the nation as well trying
yeah.
to do the best that we can for our communities,
yeah.
you know, and for our young ones.
Look, so true. To our daily listeners just tuned in, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry with your daily program, National Talk Black, having a daily yarn with the winner, Annie Cathy Donnelly, Wesley Missions Reconciliation Action Lead and the 2025 Delhi Advocate of the Year. Arnie, I talk about you know, the achievement that you've achieved and the work that you do and so passionate about it. How did it come about? Were you informed that you had won, or you just say, hey, we need to go to this awards night, should be a good night, let's go for dinner, style up, and next when your name was called out, or did you know in advance? Tell us about
that. Well, I did know in advance, only a couple of days ago, so it was sprung on me. So there was...
You didn't even have an outfit.
Nice
didn't get your hair done.
It gave me you know, I enjoyed the weekend much better once I heard about the surprise.
Yeah, so, gotcha.
a work colleague of mine rang me out of the blue one day and she said, oh, just, you know, this was a couple of months ago,
yeah.
actually. And
okay.
she said, oh, I've nominated you for award with an award with ASIC.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, cool, you know, but I never thought no more
about
it.
Yeah.
Then late Friday afternoon, I received a call from ABSEC and asking me if I'd purchased my ticket to attend. And I said, no, what are you talking about? And they said, oh, well, you were the winner of an award that
yeah,
you were
nominated. You got to be there. You got to be there. Get your dress on. Do your hair up. Yep.
And I thought, really?
Shut up.
And so yeah, so they had to quickly at the last minute organise for me then to you know, to drive up to Port Stephens, which I did on Tuesday morning.
Yeah, beautiful.
To be ready for the big night, all styled up,
looking good, styled up. Did your hair pick up the royal
black
trophy?
And deadly.
Black and deadly, styling up. Big note in your crack. There you go, fired up, darling.
Exactly.
Good yarning with you, and congratulations. Thank you for the yarn. A big shout out to your team and your family. Did you take any family members with you, Auntie?
No, I didn't, because I'm the only family member that lives in Sydney. So if all others are sort of out, you know, out the bush and,
yeah.
You know, where I come from, Grafton and
yeah.
Narromine. But the lady who was a work colleague that nominated me, I took her as my plus one because
plus
I
one.
Thought, you know what, I can't leave her behind.
She nominated you. She got you there.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, so to have her with me, you know, was an honour. And,
good.
You know, I couldn't thank her enough to receive such a, you know, a prestigious award. So
yeah.
I'm very, very honoured and proud at the moment.
Well,
so,
well deserved, my darling, well deserved. And the fact that
you're
nominated, but you're nominated because you do a good job, and now the award confirms that, darling. So thank you, Auntie Cathy.
Thank you. You're very welcome. Thank you.
Well, you keep smiling. You take care. Look after that award, and we will talk soon, honey, Kathy Donnelly. Thank you.
We will. Absolutely. We'll keep in contact.
Okay, darling. Bye-bye.
Take care and God bless.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Beautiful yarn there, and the winner of the 2025 Deadly Advocate of the Year, Wesley Missions Reconciliation Action Lead, and that's Annie Cathy Donnelly. Fantastic. This is your Deadly Program, National Talk Black. All winners here. Have your say. Yarn up strong. We are live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumrabip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn up strong here on your Deadly Program, National Talk Black.
Yo, Wanakam, Nintwam, Nayam, with a Kankan crew from Arakun. Yeah, mob.
We're black, we're strong, we're proud. Sweet people, tell me not loud. We're black, we're strong, we're proud. Sweet people, tell me not loud.
We sing and we dance from the town to the bush. Winching them up, did Sarah push. One of them dance and fly like a bird. Yeah. Up over the land and the whistle that you heard is the sound of the Kankan, call of the eagle, dangerous and proud. The totem of my people when I'm hunting. I can see you from a distance, bring back the food from my brothers and my sisters.
We're black, we're strong, we're proud. Sweet people, tell me not loud. We're black, we're strong, we're proud. Sweet people, tell me not loud.
I'm a Kankan kidder from around the way, and I socialize and I rap all day. With a wicked people from Arakun, just shake a leg to the funky tune. Flick, flick, kumbala, pass the cup. Come on, wicked people, turn the music up. I'm proud of my culture and I'm proud of my slang. Bottom and crew with not the rum gang.
We're black, we're strong, we're proud. Wicked people, tell the beat up loud. We're black, we're strong, we're proud. Wicked people, tell the beat up loud.
We're black, we're strong, we're proud. Wicked people, tend the beat up loud. We're black, we're strong, we're proud. Wicked people, tend the beat up loud.
I'm a strong, independent woman from Cape York, a leader in progress for the future. You can see that spotlight shining on me. The blacker, the berry, the cuter. Rising up for my people, being their voice, paving the way for my children. Winona, Hana, Salome, Jose, these strong families that we're building. There ain't no stopping me, youpla. My people, our culture, their future. Kang kang matakuza, I told ya. You never get the best of my culture.
We're black, we're strong, we're proud. Sweet people, tell me not loud. We're black, we're strong, we're proud. Sweet people, tell me not loud.
We're black, we're strong, we're proud. Sweet people, tell me not loud. We're black, we're strong, we're proud.
Then beat up loud.
Listen up. Your little ones can come to free kindy at Child's World. That's right, you can get 15 hours of free kindy every week for 40 weeks each year. With free meals, free bus pickup and drop-off, swimming lessons, dance and PE classes, and deadly excursions. All at no cost to you. And here's the golden bit. As well as free kindy, every Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander child gets 100 hours of subsidised care every fortnight. There's no activity test, whether you're working, studying, or just kicking back. And there's no extra paperwork. It's dead easy. Give your little ones the best start in a place where they'll learn, grow, and shine. Ring Child's World today on 07 4045 4045. It's free for our moms.
Station sponsor.
See you at Child's World.
Why did you get vaccinated?
Vaccinations are the best way to protect us from serious and preventable diseases. When you visit the free Wootropperin vaccination pop-up clinic, you'll be entered into the monthly draw to win 6 months free fruit and vegetables delivered directly to your door every week. Wow, that's a great reward to protecting your family. One entry for every free vax shot. This Wednesday in Coral Cay Clinic in Manura. No appointment needed. Just walk in 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Check out Witch Offerings Facebook page for more details.
Station sponsor.
We get on your mob, it's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Think what you like, I ain't no fool.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray Funakari, come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bumbleboop Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have your say and yarn up strong. Now, delegates from more than 20 countries descend on Darwin to celebrate multilingualism. We're going to catch up a yarn there, James Bednall, Charles Darwin University lecturer in linguistics, and have him online. James, very good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So we're talking about celebrating multilingualism. I nearly broke my jaw trying to pronounce it.
That's it. Yeah, it's a big one.
So we're talking about delegates from 20 countries. This is an annual event, is it?
That's right, yeah. So this event, it's the annual conference for the Applied Linguistics Association of Australia.
Mm.
And so people coming together to talk about language, to talk about areas of language that are kind of practical and important in our life, like language teaching, language learning, language technologies. We've had people come from all around the world for 3 days here in Darwin to talk about some of these big topics,
yes,
and particularly to talk about this area of multilingualism and the importance of multilingualism, speaking lots of languages.
Okay, so when we're talking about multilingualism, when we're talking about communication, are we talking about language in regarding of language of different countries, but then also are we talking the pronunciation or the meaning in regards to communication is what I'm picking up. Can you paint that picture regarding this space, please, James?
Yeah. No, that's right. And so an important topic for particularly this year's conference theme, it's all about this idea of multilingualism and so how, here in Australia, we're a very multilingual country.
Yes.
So people speaking many, many languages in communities, in towns, in places all around Australia. But something that we've been thinking a lot about at this conference is how multilingual we all are, but that a lot of the policies, a lot of the practices at different levels are kind of still entrenched in this idea of monolingualism.
Mm-hmm.
So how, how government works, how education practices often work.
Yes.
They don't take into account, how diverse the languages are in Australia and around the world as well.
Mm.
And so that's a big thing when, everything might be stuck in English when, we're speaking lots of different languages day to day in our homes, in our communities, in our workplaces.
Yeah, look, fantastic. And when we talk about multilingualism, are we talking like First Nation languages as well, even from other countries?
That's right, yeah, and that's an important part of it. So thinking about, obviously here in Australia, we've got hundreds of First Nations languages spoken. And we've got, those old traditional languages that have been around for generations, for millennia. But
yes.
Then we've also got new languages that have been formed. And so that's something that delegates have been talking a lot about as well, thinking about, you've got different varieties of English. You've got Aboriginal Englishes, Torres Strait Islander Englishes. You've got Creole and Yumbla talk.
Yeah.
So you've got all of these different ways of yarning and talking, and how it's important that those are all recognised and
there's no wrong or right way, is there, James? Language is language. As long as we're communicating, there's no right way, is there, or wrong way?
That's right. That's it. That's what it's all about. About communication and it's about that kind of respect for all of those different languages,
and
that's something that we're trying to do at these celebrations and these conferences as well, is showing that the way that different people are talking is a correct way, it's a good way, and that needs to be respected in in the schools, in the education systems, that people are speaking all different ways, but they're all correct ways,
Correct. There's no wrong way, is there, James?
No wrong way.
Thank you.
And again, it's about how we navigate those spaces as well. So, a lot of the time people are going to be speaking different ways in different contexts. So you might be speaking one way at home, with mob in the community. You might be speaking a different way with your family. You might be speaking a different way, when you're doing a presentation. You might be speaking a different way, when you're speaking with people you don't know. And so I had a really nice keynote speech from a person called Dr. Robin Ober. She's from Batchelor Institute.
Yep.
And she talks a lot about this space, about Aboriginal Englishes. And she's got this nice metaphor about slipping and sliding and how, we kind
like
of
that.
Navigating this space. We're going from speaking in one way with certain people, speaking in a different way. But it's a very fluid process, So the way that you're speaking with me now, it might be a little bit different than how you're going to speak with, your family on the weekend.
Yeah, gotcha.
And
it's like I said, it's all about communication. And when you say slipping and sliding, what comes to mind is the phrase that comes to mind is blessed are the flexible. And we need to be flexible in regard to that communication. But if the two people are talking, as long as they're receiving the communication, the message, then that's a thumbs up, you would think.
That's it. That's what it's all about. And so, but, yeah, so a lot of the talks at this conference were thinking about things like inclusivity and about, you know, because this is still a challenge. There's still this, this idea of this monolingual mindset about how there's certain ways of talking that are perceived as better, that are more prestigious, you know, and so that goes back to this kind of colonial mindset and putting certain ways of speaking above other ways. And so,
When we're talking 20 countries, what sort of countries did attend the conference?
Yeah, we had people from all over. So we had lots of people from around like Southeast Asia, so sort of, you know, our neighbours just to the north of us.
Yep.
We had people come from Europe, from North America as well. So people, right around.
Mm.
But, yeah, particularly a lot of people coming in from our neighbours to the north because, again, we're holding this conference in Darwin.
Yes.
And so, yeah, we've got our neighbours, you know, places like Indonesia and Singapore and places just north of us.
Mm.
And, again, it's interesting hearing people's perspectives, sharing similar stories about, you know, how they're facing similar challenges, how these things, you know, for First Nations mob around the world, you know, there's a lot of commonalities there about how people are navigating that space.
Yeah. James, the people who attended, were they linguists or bilinguists, professionals as such? Or because we all talk, don't we? We all communicate. So how do you measure that in regarding the delegates who are there and what hat they're wearing, so to speak?
Yeah. And so we had people... the nice thing about this conference, it's because it's about, like, it's called applied linguistics. And so it's about how we, you know, practically thinking about language in context, you know, in a kind of everyday context. And so at this conference, we had people like language teachers. We had, applied linguists, so kind of professionals who were working in this space, people who are working with technology. So people from, various backgrounds. We had, First Nations educators. We had classroom teachers. A variety of people coming together to talk about some of these big issues. Mm.
And I'm talking about professionals, whether it be linguists or bilinguists or whatever the case may be. But bottom line is, James, we are all students for life, are we not?
Mm. That's it. And that's a big thing. We're all constantly learning.
Yep.
And particularly in this kind of, multicultural space where, we're all, living and working together. And communication, like you're saying, you know, is a big part of that.
Yes.
And we've got to navigate that in our lives. And so the better that we can navigate that, the more respect and understanding that we have for all those different ways of talking, for all those different ways of communicating, you know, we're going to have less kind of communication breakdowns.
Yes.
We're going to understand each other better if we have that kind of openness and that inclusivity and that understanding and appreciation of all these different ways of talking and yarning and communicating together.
Well, as you can say, James, you've highlighted, you shed light on the multilingualism conference happening in Darwin, that happened in Darwin. Thank you for your communication. We got thumbs up here, my friend. Thank you for sharing and all the best to you and your team. And we'll yarn soon, my friend. You take care.
Thanks so much, Trevor. Pleasure. And yarn soon. Sounds good.
Thanks, James. Bye, mate.
Cheers, Ben. Bye-bye.
Beautiful yarn there. James Bednall, his name is, Charles Darwin University lecturer at linguistics. And we're talking about the delegates from 20 countries descend on Darwin that happened last week to celebrate multilingualism. There it is. Like I said, man nearly broke his jaw trying to pronounce it. But that's communication, and there's no wrong way or right way. If your communication, the person you're communicating to, picked up what you were putting down and vice versa, then there it is. You've communicated, so there's no wrong way and right way, long the message deliver. So there you go. Have your saying yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here on your daily program, National Talk Black, and it's no wrong way or right way to call 1-800-422-416. Yarn up strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Too deadly.
Dancing on to the sea. has a lot of meaning. Spiritual healing, spiritual believing. From the desert cook of the tribe to the sea, we're a good burning tribe, living in harmony. It's ancient history. We've been here for over 40,000 years or more. This is the land of dreaming for culture and lore. Dream times and totems, ceremonies and sacred sites. Belongs to the land of mother, belongs to the land of dreaming. From the desert to the sea, where my ancestors roam free. From the desert to the sea, my culture lives in harmony. From the desert to the sea, oh, my tribes link between. From the desert to the sea, cook of the Wirangu burning lives in me. Sacred sites belongs to the land of mother, belongs to the land of dreaming. From the desert to the sea, where my ancestors roam free. From the desert to the sea, my culture lives in harmony. From the desert to the sea,
come back for pearls. Hey, which way you mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada. Yendaba kachana bamada. Yendaba gadan. Yendaba listen.